our joys and concerns this morning, I would like to remind you that when you leave today, take this bulletin with you. The names are on here of people that need our prayers, that need to be remembered throughout this week. So I ask that you take that home with you and keep it by you. I'd also like for you to take your blue hymn book out right now, if you would, and turn to page 883. We are going to pray together a statement of the faith of the United Church of Canada. And don't just please say the words, but listen to the words as a prayer. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. At this time, the chancel choir will be singing, "We Are the Light of the World."
Thank you, choir. And we are the light of the world. This morning, we have a presentation that's being made by one of our fellow Gideon's members. There's a number of members in this church who are Gideon's or auxiliary members. And we've asked someone outside the church to come and speak with us this morning. And I was thinking of all these different things that I could say to introduce Don Grove. And just about everything I came up with would probably not be the right thing to say. So rather than do it that way, I just want to just make the comment first is our Gideon camp here in Benton County is one of the strongest camps in Missouri. And we're very, very proud of that. And one of our speakers is Don Grove. This time, Don, you have the floor. And I may regret not having said something,